How do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Sans Vaisan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's Employer Branding Agency. This week, we are talking to a company with which we'll be familiar to some of you, but less familiar to others. I guess that's no different to any week, but it is a broadcaster. Broadcaster media company, you could say, come digital business with all the transformation that that entails. And this organization has recently gone through an EVP refresh, which we are going to dissect today. So let's start the show. Hey, Sophie, how's it going?
Hi, very well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, our pleasure. So please tell us what you do, where you work, and what brings you on to the podcast.
Absolutely. So my name is Sophie Holmes, and I'm the interim head of employer brand and attraction at Sky. So responsibility for everything from employer brand to attracting great talent and candidate experience across the recruitment process. So I've been at Sky for about 9 years in various roles, but this is certainly one of the ones that has been the most satisfying, I think, exciting. So we've been on a real journey with our EVP and employer brand, and I'm a bit of a fan of this podcast, so I was very excited to be asked to come and share the journey and learnings we've had along the way.
Great. And we'll dig in more into that strategy in a bit. But first of all, give us the big picture. What is Sky to someone who's not British?
Yeah, of course. Sky is Europe's biggest entertainment brand. So we operate across 7 countries, over 30,000 employees across Europe. For people outside Europe, they may know Comcast. So we were acquired by Comcast last year. So we're now part of the wider family. And our purpose as a business is all around how do we bring better content and innovation to our customers, better connecting them to more of what they love. So when we think about Sky, a lot of people are aware of the TV arm. So we do a lot around original programming on top of that. We also look at how do we give customers choice in how they view our content, whether that's through technology, our products, our apps. We also have business-to-business arms through Sky Media and Sky Business. So what that means for jobs is that we have a huge range of roles we recruit for. So everything from software engineers to contact center advisors, finance analysts, analytic leads. So there's a broad range of roles. And I guess one of the challenges we have is how do we position ourselves in the right markets? So for example, technology, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think Sky technology. However, that really does underpin everything that we do. So yes, we're a broad business with lots of exciting things you can do in terms of career.
Great. Okay. So how does the employer brand strategy fit into the talent challenges and I guess the also the digital transformation of Sky in general?
In terms of our employer brand strategy, there are 3 core elements to it. So the first is really around how we better articulate who we are as an employer. So the last 18 months, we've been focusing a lot on how we articulate that and how we activate our group EVP. So the focus there has really been around giving clarity to candidates externally. We know from the research we did as part of the program that we have a very visible consumer brand, but we don't have high visibility as an employer. So, and there's been a lot of work to look at how do we increase that. Sky is an incredible place to work, and when people get to us, they love us. But it's making sure that we're on people's consideration lists. Visibility is important, and that's across the group. But also how we shift perceptions amongst our kind of key audiences. So the invisible, the kind of really visible consumer brand is definitely a bonus, but it can be a challenge. And sometimes people make assumptions of what what we'd like to work for that aren't always accurate. So we have some misconceptions we definitely need to address as well. And looking at how we do that through targeted campaigns. So one area is certainly around how we kind of articulate and activate our group EVP. A second pillar of the strategy is really as part of that, how we align closer with the kind of consumer corporate brand teams. And that's taken a lot of work over the years to build those relationships and really to get to a place where we're now much more aligned. We share research, share learnings, knowledge. And as part of that, our new employer brand does leverage two things that are very distinctive to Sky, our content and our product. So a core part of our strategy is how we've been able to kind of tap into that as part of our employer brand. And the last strand, I would say, is really around how we optimize technology for candidate experience and think about how we can convert people in that consideration phase. So that is really around how we have personalized content-led experiences for candidates across our platforms, whether that's through kind of website or social, making sure we're being tailored to our candidates. How do we create branded experiences for people across digital platforms as part of our customer-facing volume recruitment? We are digitalizing that experience. So a key focus of my team is how we are able to land employer brand across those types of journeys and use technology in our favour.
Okay, so there's a lot going on there. So before we get into activation and so on, I want to pick up on something you mentioned there about Sky being a consumer brand. Because yeah. I speak to a lot of employer brand managers who work for B2B companies, and they're like, yeah, well, there's no awareness. We're not like Sky. We're not like Google, where everyone knows us already. But, I mean, being so well-known must be a blessing and a curse. Because I'm thinking when you do employer branding for a huge consumer brand, you're always going to be sort of playing second fiddle. How do you see it?
So some people have high awareness of Sky, and they're likely to be Sky customers, and that could certainly go in our favour. You know, they've always wanted to work for Sky, which is brilliant. However, as part of that, we do have challenges where people don't necessarily realise the range of roles that they could come and join us in. So for example, we have an award-winning finance team, but we don't necessarily come top of mind when people are thinking about a finance career. Similarly to that, people can have a bad experience with Sky and suddenly think, gosh, I'd never want to work there because, you know, my billing was wrong or whatever that may be. For me, it's really around how we are able to better collaborate across those teams. So, you know, the consumer brand team are, of course, a few strides ahead than the employer brand world. So it's really how to take learnings from what they're doing, both in terms of how we are able to kind of target our end consumer, which in this case, of course, is the candidate, but also how we are able to leverage value from the master brand. And so, as I mentioned, you know, we use content and products as part of that. And that is a key differentiator for us. So there are certain benefits, of course, to being able to kind of leverage off some of that. So I think it can absolutely be a blessing. It's just balancing that with some of the challenges that come with either misconceptions or kind of bad customer experience.
Got it. Okay, so let's talk about targeting those end users, the candidates, perhaps. I know you've been working on an EVP. What does this new EVP look like? Pillars, taglines, give us the scoop.
So our EVP, we have been developed over the past kind of year or so, and it's based on insight. So over 3,000 people were involved as part of the journey, shaping it externally and internally across focus groups and interviews and testing and all that good stuff. And it can be captured really in the summary line of a job you love to talk about, which really speaks to two aspects. So one is what we call only at Sky experiences, whether that is having a cinema in your office, whether that's bumping into Judith Styles from Riviera when you're walking into the office, or whether that's working on a product, you know, used by millions of customers. At Sky, you have plenty of experiences that really are only at Sky. But secondly, also pride. So something that came through consistently across all of our research was the pride people felt to work at Sky. Quite often if someone asks you what you do, the majority lead with, I work for Sky, and then they kind of follow up with what they'd actually do then. And pride really spoke through all of that. So a job you love to talk about is a summary statement which really captures the exciting industry and the cool work you get to do as part of that. The challenge, of course, as I mentioned, is how you're able to create something that would be compelling enough yet flexible enough to meet the range of roles we recruit for, but also that would work across territories. So we have four drivers. These are dialed up, dialed down based on audience. So for example, the four drivers are we're fans too. Very much around being passionate about our products, services, kind of making customers' lives better. Second is be brilliant, having the freedom and support to do your best work and achieve brilliant things. Third is embrace pace, so working fast, being restless and wanting to make sure we're driving the business forward. And fourth is together we can. So, you know, being surrounded by talented, friendly colleagues and a culture that's very collaborative and inclusive. And as I said, they are kind of dialed up and down based on audience. So whereas together we can maybe the leading one for retail, be brilliant could be that for technology. So it's really around how do we give extra clarity to people around who Sky really is as an employer and help them self-select out as part of that if that's not for them.
And I like this embrace pace. That's a nice way of saying work hard, basically.
It's a nice way of saying that we certainly want to do the best for our customers, which definitely means working at speed. Sky is a great place for always wanting to do better and to do more. And I think the, you know, the passion of people really shines through in wanting to do things faster than others, which is certainly makes it a buzzy environment. But yeah, you need to enjoy working at pace.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important in terms of clarity, especially I'm sure that you have loads of applicants coming your way because you're a strong consumer brand. So you're telling you how it is. So when there are no expectations from people, no misalignment when people join.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Talking about activation, so where can candidates see these messages and talk to us about these branded experiences as well?
In terms of kind of how we activate the employer brand, I can share a bit around how we've been doing that over the past kind of 6 to 9 months. And then we're now going into the next chapter of our journey and thinking about how we do that going forward. So in terms of areas we've been focusing on, firstly, it's been thinking about how do we really embed that amongst our recruitment team, as ultimately they are, you know, the face of the candidates. They have interactions day in, day out. So when it came to launching the new employer brand, we spent a lot of time embedding that across the team. So we did interactive training with over 100 recruiters and researchers. We shared annotated examples weekly on how to use the messaging. We had competitions, online quizzes, making sure we tapped into the competitive spirit of our recruiters and really made sure they had the support there to feel like they were really comfortable and confident in how to use the new brand. And 6 months on, we're really still focused on how we embed it amongst the team and make sure we get that part right. So that's certainly kind of one key area for us. In terms of the channels that we use, social media, that's a key area for us. So in terms of the channels we're on, across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Glassdoor. And really for us, it's around how do we make sure we're embedding kind of consistent messaging across those channels by structuring our content across the drivers, making sure we're getting smarter in terms of the language we use to really bring to life those drivers and to describe what it's like to work for Sky. And you know, as part of that, it's also thinking about how we're able to continue our huge drive on employee advocacy. So our people are our biggest advocates. And over the past few years, the team have put a lot of effort into driving that within Sky. So promoting hashtag Life at Sky, knowing that, you know, the posts that we see from our people are the most authentic things that a candidate could see as part of their research on Sky. And, you know, the reach of that is fantastic. So, for example, last year, 28 million people were reached by a post from one of our own people using hashtag Life at Sky. So it's both great for landing the kind of realistic preview as well as the visibility piece. Our careers website, we launched a new careers website in February. So thinking about how we make sure, again, that kind of consistent storytelling kind of flows through not just our social channels, but also careers websites. Then thirdly, the broader touch points for candidates. So whether that is, you know, job board company profiles, whether that is the job adverts themselves, making sure candidate comms are consistent, guidance for our ambassadors going out to campuses. It's really been around how can we make sure across the whole candidate journey, it feels consistent, but also that we're supporting the main users of the employer brand, both our recruiters and also our brand leads with a flexible toolkit of things they can use to kind of to do that. So they're the areas we've really been focusing on for the past kind of 6 to 9 months. And in terms of how we take that forward, for us now, it's really about how do we continue to make strides in the visibility and kind of shifting perceptions. And we're doing that across a few things. So brand awareness, how do we expand our reach with relevant candidates, whether that's through our online and social efforts or events, continuing with advocacy. But also, how do we get smarter at targeted campaigns for priority areas? So we've been building talent propositions for specific audiences, whether that's to attract more females into home service or technology. And upcoming, we have other propositions for contact centres, early careers audiences, making sure we're using the right insight from all of our EVP work to target that messaging. And of course, a key part of that as well is thinking about how we're building diversity and inclusion into everything that we're doing, but particularly as well campaigns. Whether that's the research and insight that goes in the beginning or you know, the channels and partnerships we use to activate that. And I think lastly, in terms of activation, it's probably, you know, continuing the theme that I've mentioned already around how we kind of collaborate with the wider Sky teams. So you know, continuing to make that alignment with the corporate and consumer teams, whether that's aligning on messaging, looking at opportunities to expand reach across some of the channels that our consumer teams own. There's a lot more opportunity for how we can work together more over the coming years. So, yeah, lots of exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned early on that was there one update that reached 28 million people?
In aggregate. I mean, that would be amazing. But no, it was across all posts. Okay. So we tend to have up to about 10,000 uses of hashtag Life at Sky on social posts across the year. So that reached in total the 28 million.
Wow. And do you use an employee advocacy tool to manage this?
No, we don't. So it's purely organic. So we kind of built the relationship with our internal comms team over the years, and the team did a fantastic job at really aligning with them. It's all through word of mouth and organic growth. We certainly don't have a tool at this point. We're seeing kind of great results without it. So far, no.
Do you get some of the personalities, so the on-screen personalities, do you ever get them to retweet or share anything on their social networks around the employer brand?
We don't do too much of that in terms of targeted asking them to. We do have our a selection of our talent who proactively use hashtag Life at Sky to share their experiences. So we have it from their own personal use. However, at this point, we don't do too much around asking them to then reshare some of our employer brand messaging. So watch this space, but no, not yet.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a nice bonus if it does get picked up.
It's amazing when you see the impact of, you know, someone like Kay Burley retweeting something we have on our accounts, and, you know, the reach goes through the roof. So yeah, we do have opportunities to tap into things like that, which is fantastic.
Great. Okay, so what would be your top tips to our listeners in terms of doing something similar to what you guys have achieved over at Sky?
Yeah, for sure. So I think my three top tips would probably be number one, align with kind of consumer and corporate brand teams within your organization. So the caveat I give to this is it is not easy. It definitely takes time. And, you know, it takes time to really invest in that relationship, allowing that time to kind of educate them in terms of the values that the employer brand brings, how it all fits together, the opportunities to work together. And I think the thing there is really kind of finding the right wave to ride. You know, for us, the in was working together on the articulation of our purpose and values. That really gave us an opportunity to align all of our research. And they were very close then to the employer brand development as part of that. So I think find the in is a good piece of advice. Secondly, I would say, Base what you do on insight. We found, you know, the research stage with looking externally of what is the current perception of Sky, you know, what is the visibility, that was really, really useful when it came down to how we're able to better shape perception going forward. But also validation. So for us, testing our messaging and creative in the market and internally was, again, so important in making sure that what we ended up with as an end result was both attractive but reflective of the current experience. And I think really, you know, keep the user in mind. So for us, it's been very much about how do we keep it practical? How do we make sure that we have that support for our recruiters? We have easy-to-use toolkits and brand books. And I think across all of those things, you know, there's three areas of top tips. It's make sure you kind of partner with the right people to get that support. You know, we worked with Hodes as an employer brand agency, and they certainly kind of guided us through something which is quite new to us. So I think, you know, that would be an extra fourth one to tap into that.
Brilliant. Okay. And final question is, where can our listeners connect with yourself, and also where can they learn more about the employer brand Sky?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm on LinkedIn, Sophie Holmes. But then in terms of Sky, you can go to our new careers website, check it out, let us know what you think. On there, you also have links to all of our social channels. So do follow us and find out more about what it's like to work for Sky.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, there you have it. Now, feel free to subscribe to this podcast. I'm afraid we're actually not available on Sky, on your Skybox. However, we are available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or iTunes, as it used to be known. I think it's being killed off at the moment. And if you are subscribing on Apple Podcasts, please feel free to leave an honest review. It really helps me to get that feedback coming in. And of course, if you're interested in researching, benchmarking, measuring employer brand, feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index. So that's employerbrandindex.co, or just ping me and I'm happy to talk about it. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey,
what did the cheese say to itself in the mirror? Hallow me.